California landlords struggling to make ends meet after eviction moratorium ends. The pandemic-era eviction moratorium is over, but the toll it's taken on some mom-and-pop landlords in California will have a lasting impact. After years of missed rental payments, one Oakland property owner was left on her own to recover her losses, despite desperately seeking help from the city, state, and local law enforcement. Carolyn Silas Sams, a retired paralegal and Oakland resident, told the Epoch Times she inherited a duplex in the city in 2006 from her late mother, and she has been maintaining it since, but never would have imagined the disaster she would face the last few years since the eviction moratorium went into effect. "I'm telling you, any level of education would not allow your brain to accept that something like this could happen because it's not rational," she said. After remodeling her three-bedroom unit, she rented it to a woman on Section 8 housing, a federal program that provides rental assistance for low-income families, the elderly, and the disabled in December 2019, who claimed to have four children that would be moving in. Her mother had struggled, she said, to find housing also with four kids. Unfortunately, her empathy led to thousands in lost rent and damages she's now had to pay on her own. "Initially she did have Section 8, then what I didn't know is that she was in line to have her kids taken. Fact of the matter is, the kids never even came," she said. She said her tenant lied about the children moving in to get a larger rental allowance from Section 8. She asked housing officials for help, but was denied. She said because of the moratorium, nothing could be done. Meanwhile, the tenant's boyfriend moved in. Fighting ensued, as well as the discovery, she said, that he was selling drugs from the apartment and hiding stolen goods in it. "If you could just see all of the filth that I've had to move out," she said. Some rental relief was offered by Alameda County, where the apartment is located, for tenants earning less than 80% of the county's median income, which means below $76,000, per 2022 calculations. But in Oakland, the city had its own rental relief program, prioritizing those earning less than 30% of the area median income, or below $30,000 for the same year. According to the city's website, Oakland received $28 million during the pandemic from the federal government for rental assistance, with another $10.4 million from the state. But demand outstripped the funding and landlords were left on the hook for unpaid rents. The rental assistance programs ended in March 2022 for Alameda County and Oakland, but renters in the county's unincorporated areas can still receive assistance if they earn less than 80% of this year's median income, or $78,500 and below. Ms. Silas Sams said because there weren't any repercussions for not paying rent, tenants like hers didn't even attempt to apply for the relief provided at the time. "Even the program that they could have signed up for that may have paid me something, they were too trifling to even do that. Because they didn't have to do anything," she said. From mid-2020 until now, Ms. Silas Sams said she hasn't received any payment on her rental, while paying its $4,400 mortgage in addition to water and garbage expenses. "I've drained everything from my 401. I've even had to borrow from family members, which is stressful. And I had to borrow from my life insurance. In fact, I was just about to call them again, because I don't have the mortgage for this month," she said. According to Chris Moore, a landlord in Alameda County, who led efforts to end the eviction moratoriums in the cities of Oakland and San Leandro, and in Alameda County, he's estimated there is around $1 billion in unpaid back rent for Alameda County alone. He said evictions are always a last resort. "In the Bay Area, tenants can receive free advice and work from attorneys," he said, "who often fight evictions with various arguments costing the landlord thousands in attorney fees. I can disprove all of them," he said, "but I have to pay a lawyer $500 to $600 an hour," he said. "It costs $30,000 to $40,000 now to do an eviction, so I can tell you, I'm not interested in evicting the tenant." Mr. Moore is also a board member of the East Bay Rental Housing Association, a nonprofit representing property owners, with around 700,000 homes in Alameda and Contra Costa counties. He said the moratoriums affected people like Ms. Sila Sams the most, who came to him for help. "Most tenants do try to make a payment plan and work with us. The ones are really hurting the mom-and-pop housing providers that only have maybe a couple of units, and they don't have the capital to survive," he said. For Ms. Sila Sams, she said she didn't have the money to hire a lawyer, but luckily, she was able to prevail in court after the moratorium was lifted in July, and her tenant was evicted in October with the help of the local sheriff's department. She said she had to spend more than $3,000 hauling away the junk left behind, including drug pipes, stolen credit cards, driver's licenses, and lots of trash scattered throughout the apartment. Initially, the tenant agreed to move out after threats of eviction. But after cleaning crews cleaned out the unit, she reappeared and was legally allowed to stay because of the moratorium. "She turned around and she came back on the day that we were moving this stuff out, and I was not there," she told What Are You Doing? "This is my place," she said. Police were called and responded, but they sided with the tenant. "They let her stay," Ms. Sila Sams said. According to the Alameda Superior Court, there were an average of 310 eviction filings per month in 2019, but during the moratorium the monthly average dropped to around 55. Since it's been lifted, the average has risen to around 580 per month, which some say is due to the years landlords were barred from doing so. So why is it happening? Basically, the government said, "Hey, you don't have to pay your rent for the last 3.5 years, which, by the way, our industry is the only one they did that to," Mr. Moore told the Epoch Times. A recent article in the Wall Street Journal reported there could be more than $1 billion in unpaid back rent in the greater Los Angeles area, due to its own eviction moratorium. In the city of Los Angeles, landlords who own 12 or fewer units were eligible to receive up to $30,000 per rental unit for unpaid rents through taxpayer dollars, but had to apply for the program from October 23 through the end of the month. According to the county's Department of Consumer and Business Affairs website, other assistance coming soon include up to $30,000 total for landlords with 4 or fewer units whose mortgages went into default, or $30,000 for landlord expenses outside of their mortgage payments that accrued due to missed rental payments. According to Daniel Yuckelson, executive director of the Apartment Association of Greater Los Angeles, such relief for landlords won't make up for the losses they incurred during the pandemic. "When you look at what the city's providing the landlords and what they're providing in rent subsidies to renters and compare it to the over $1 billion of COVID rental debt that's still owed, all this pales in comparison. It's really a drop in the bucket compared to the losses that property owners have suffered these past 3+ years," Mr. Yuckelson told the Epoch Times in a recent interview.